This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
We move on. Saturday night, under the lights, 8 o'clock. Florida State and NC State. NC State favored by 3. The over and under is 50.5 in this one. Ira, when I look at this offense, NC State, the spirit of Tony Sperano lives. They love to kick a lot of field goals in this offense. So it's not a great offense, but the problem is FSU, not a great defense either. So will this be a problem that might give NC State a more of an opportunity to finish some of these drives?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of when I was listening to Kevin talk about the Florida-Missouri matchup, I was thinking it sounds similar to, I think, what we're going to see Florida State and NC State. NC State's offensive line is not very good. Clemson's defensive line, of course, just destroyed their offensive line. And that's been a big problem for NC State's offense. Devin Leary was one of the top quarterbacks in the country last year, but their offensive line's been bad, and he doesn't have quite the same skill around him. But the problem is Florida State's defensive line, because it's banged up, has not been all that impressive. So you don't know if they can take advantage of it. And the secondary is okay, but they're not, you know, they can't cover guys forever. And that was part of the problem against Wake Forest. Sam Hartman had a lot of time on some of those third down throws. So, I think that's going to be a challenge. If Florida State, I think Florida State's offense will have some success up there. But the defense has to play really well for them to have a chance in this game, a lot better than they did this past week against Wake Forest.
You know, as Jordan Travis has played well, but I kind of look at it that maybe one of the strengths for FSU, maybe running the ball, like on a game like this on the road, and you know, when I'm watching App State at Texas A&M, since we were talking about this earlier, and they are pounding the crap out of Texas A&M and they continue to punch them in the mouth, that is not just demoralizing for the players on the field, but it demoralizes the stadium. And so I'm wondering, if I'm FSU here, I want to help out Travis. I want to make his life a little easier. I think that FSU running game could be a real key in this game. You tell me.
I mean, it would be great too. And I think that, you know, again, from the mentality of practice today, the way that offensive line coach Alex Atkins was really pushing his players to be aggressive and be more assertive at the point of attack, that makes me feel like you're right. That's what they want to do. But I really think the key to that, if they are going to run the football more, is Jordan has to keep it sometimes too. Because, you know, partly because they're trying to prove he's a passing quarterback, partly because he got banged up a couple weeks ago. Against Wake Forest, he never even thought about keeping it on the RPO. He kept giving the ball. He needs to keep it for himself sometimes. Maybe even some designed runs where doesn't even have a read to make, just to put pressure on the defense, because that's what opens things up for the other running backs. And if he's not a threat to run, then I think it's going to be a tough time for those other running backs. I do think you're right. I think they have to run it a lot, especially on the road in a tough environment. But Jordan has to run it too, assuming he's healthy enough to do it, because he was banged up a couple weeks ago. Hey,
he got rid of the brace. He's Speedy Gonzalez now.
He did. You're right.
It was that big ass brace that was stopping him. Now he's going to take off now.
We'll see.
He's like Josh Allen now. He's just going to run all over people and everything.
We'll see. NC State's defensive line is legit. And one of the key guys who had a big game against them last year is a former FSU football player, Corey Durden, who played defensive tackle for here, transferred to NC State. He's still there. He's at nose guard, and he's a problem as well.
All right, give us any concerns that you have going into this game, right, in this matchup.
Yeah, you know, I'm really, the biggest thing to me is, can the offense operate? And really, I think it's going to be the most hostile crowd they faced. I mean, they did go on the road to Louisville, but that wasn't a great Louisville crowd. Louisville has gotten off to a tough start this season. It wasn't a packed house. That team, I think the fan base is lukewarm to cold on Scott Satterfield. So it wasn't a real hostile environment. And then the LSU game was half and half. It was in New Orleans, but half the crowd was FSU fans. It was like a bowl environment. So NC State is a sneaky, tough place to play. And I don't know. There you go, the Wolfpack, baby. It is, they're right on top of you. those fans get liquored up. It's 8 o'clock at night, and man, they are those fans are there to release all their hostility for having to live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and so it is hot and intense in there. And that's gonna be the question: can Florida State handle that? This is, to me, the most hostile environment they'll have played in so far.
All right, interesting. All right, so give me a pick. In this game, NC State is favored by 3. The over and under is 50.5. What do you think happens in this game?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna say NC State. I think NC State's gonna win it 27-21. I just have concerns the offense could score enough and the defense can get enough stops, and the environment. Yeah, I'd say 27-21 NC State.